Amy, how do you see we can use your experience outside of the country here in Brazil with IDDS?
Well, I think we've been running IDDS for about 6 years now, and we've learned a lot of things about, you know, ways to engage with communities in hands-on ways and innovative ways. You know, as I was listening to the panel this morning, I think also Brazilians engage with communities in innovative ways, etc. So, you know, we're not here to say this is how to do it. I think the thing that IDDS probably does is that we engage in a way which is much more technology-focused and hands-on focused, and really getting, you know, people with in the communities with hammers and, you know, doing sketch modeling and doing all these different things that I think a lot of times there's participation which happens, but that's different than construction and building and really brainstorming and idea generation. So maybe the, and again, I don't know enough about the way that everyone in Brazil does it, but I think the thing that usually differentiates what we do with IDDS is the focus on design and creation and creativity.
And how to customize all this creativity for every place in the world?
Well, you don't really have to customize it, but right? If you teach people to be creative and to make things, then they'll customize it themselves. So if you teach the general process, the customization happens through the person, not through the process.
And how to create creativity?
Everyone has it already.
Yeah.
I have a friend who says, you don't teach creativity, you disinhibit it, which means over our lives we've been, people have told us we can't do this, we can't do that, you can't, you know, you can't sing on the train, you can't draw pictures on your brother, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we're taught ways to not be creative, and so we're just trying to teach people to be creative again.
So we have to destroy barriers.
Or at least lower them so you can walk over them, yeah.
And the idea is to make people work together and bring from other social classes something for the poor people. What is that? How is the way to do that?
Yeah, so I think that co-creation is really important. And unfortunately, the way that it happens a lot is that the educated elite talk to the poor and they get input on some levels, but there's really always this separation. And I think the thing we try to do with IDDS is to recognize that that they may not have a highest quality education, but that doesn't mean that people who live in poverty are not smart. They're capable, they're intelligent, they're creative, and let's have the conversations where we're talking as equals, not as I'm the engineer and you can tell me about the problem, but not the solution, which I think is the way a lot of times it happens. But I really want to say, let's sit down together and work on this. And there's been a lot of times where people with relatively little education, like only primary school, have told me, who has like 3 degrees from MIT, oh, we could do it this way. And I'm like, ah, that's so smart. And so I think we have to recognize that humility is important and that conversation is important, and to really understand that intelligence and education are not the same thing, and that you know, people who are living in, whether it's a favela here in Brazil or whether it's a remote village in Ghana, that they bring so much to the table, and we're all lucky to be together, working together on things.
And how to lead projects among this situation?
So you really, it is important to have a person who, or a couple of people who really are passionate about it, because the project will die if there's not, a leader moving it forward. And so then, you know, in our case with IDDS, we have the participants who are starting that. And ideally, when they go to the community, they'll find the people who are also so interested in it. And we found that that's been the case when we've been working in Ghana, for example, that, you know, not everyone in the community might be interested in starting a sanitation project, but if you have a few, then they'll keep it going and they'll educate other people within their community. And so, you know, just finding a few champions is a good way to go.
So there is a way to share experience between or among all these countries or communities?
Yeah, I think that's one of the valuable things that we do also, is that we are ambassadors of information. You know, I'll see something in Uganda where I know that the people in Haiti could use that solution, and we share back and forth. And, you know, we have so many people here at IDDS from so many different countries that they can share things from their different contexts, they can share their experiences. And, you know, innovation happens when you have all these different things coming together. And so that's what we hope, that, you know, people will bring together all their backgrounds, all their ideas, all their own personal creativity, and work with the community members who bring their own personal creativity, and then we'll see what happens, but it's usually good.
This is the tool for creativity, I guess.
Yeah, that's what we talk about, this methodology, which is called creative capacity building, which is trying to, in the same way we sometimes empower people from a sort of social point of view, this is empowering them from a technology point of view, from a creativity point of view, and to really get people so that they're building their own solutions, they're making the things that improve their lives instead of receiving them and waiting for someone to help them.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.